The station where the news is. 600 WMT.
Joshua McNary is the founder, and he is a digital technologist at McNary Marketing and Design, and he joins us on the telephone right now on News Radio 600 WMT in the morning show. Joshua, how are you today?
I'm great. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, tell you what, things have changed so much. I get criticized. I guess I wouldn't say criticized. I say too frequently. Back when I was a kid, things have changed so much because back when I was a kid, we used to, gather around the television set and we'd watch things that way. Nowadays, people just aren't doing that so much anymore. They're doing it as individuals more, and they're going away from TVs. There was a story in Variety that we were talking about and a study that was behind there. Tell us a little bit about this study, Josh.
Sure. Well, the consulting firm Deloitte came out with their 9th edition of the Digital Democracy Survey. And this is a survey they do to over the years to look at the trends of how people are looking at media, digital media and information, how they're getting it at their home. Well, this year, the big finding they came out with was that these video streaming services like a Netflix or Amazon Prime Instant Video or any number of the others that are out there, those in Americans' minds are raising up in importance in their lives. So 42% of Americans, based on the survey, are now saying that is a very important service in their life versus, let's say, a paid TV or a cable service or any number of other services they get at their home to consume media.
Okay. So they're looking at this, and it basically says that people are not walking away from, but just not watching regular broadcast TV, cable TV, things like that as much as they used to. I guess I can understand that because I tend to be somewhat of a binge watcher. Are you a binge watcher as well?
not too much. Okay. This survey did talk about binge watchers. Yeah, there was a lot of other interesting findings here, too, and that one of them was the binge watching. I mean, back when I had a paid service, and that's an example. I mean, I'm considered a Generation Xer by the survey. And a number of years ago, we cut the cord. We turned off cable TV, and all we have is a HD antenna for some live programming, and we do streaming services. But when I did have paid TV, on the weekend they would have that marathon on AM or whatever station, and that was like binge watching old style.
New
style is
exactly.
You get Netflix, you watch a whole season one night because you can, and there's no commercials, and you can watch it on your mobile phone while you're sitting in bed, and fall asleep to it. So it's just changed the mentality we think about TV. It's not black and white like it used to be when you were a kid. Just kidding.
No, exactly. No, really, it is not like that at all. Joshua McNary is a marketing technologist over at McNary Marketing Design. Does digital, all sorts of digital stuff, everything from the marketing to the technology stuff like this. Now, the Deloitte, you said this was kind of a confusing study, the Digital Democracy Survey. What made it so confusing or difficult to get a grasp of?
They actually, it's just detailed, I guess, is another way to look at it. They do look at all of the different age groups. So they start with what they call trailing millennials, which are the youngins, like 14 to 25.
They start with what? What are they called again?
Trailing millennials.
So okay, kind of like trailing millennials, gotcha.
The younger millennials. And then they've got the standard millennials. Then they've got the Generation Xers. They've got the baby boomers. And then what they call mature.
Right.
In all of these categories, these trends we're talking about were going up. So even for the oldest generations that are out there, they're going up. Of course, the younger generations have higher numbers for how much the binge watching they're doing, or how much they're watching on their mobile devices, or how much streaming they're doing. But they're going up in all cases. And where it gets confusing is when you start digging into the numbers, you try to compare these different groups. But like I say, the trend on all of them was going up. On the changing habits we're seeing generally in the media watching society.
Gotcha. You can find him on Twitter at McNary, at McNary, or also his website is McNary.me. It's Joshua McNary of McNary Marketing Design. Hey, thanks for joining us again on the WMT Morning Show. Have yourself a good weekend, Joshua.
Yeah, you too.
All right, take care. 6:30 now at Broadcast Park. We've got Fox News next.